Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Jürgen, good morning. How is this squad in terms of fitness? Do you have an update yet on Dominik Szoboszlai's potential injury?
Yeah, I can confirm it's not a potential injury. It is an injury. Yeah. Yeah, muscle, hamstring. But no, we have to see. Dom is very positive. Don't have a lot of pain, but we have to wait a little bit, so no chance obviously for Sunday, not for what is then Wednesday. Yeah, but now, and then we will see after that, hopefully he might be back, but we don't know. Besides that, nothing else really happened. The rest was yesterday available and fully fit, so let's hope that's today the same, and then we will have to make a choice.
Obviously, Mo Salah and Taro Endo are now off and away for their respective national teams. What were your parting words to both of them?
I said, if I wish you good luck, it would be a lie. Not what I do, obviously. But from a personal point of view, I would be overly happy if they go out after group stage, but it's probably not possible. So it's fine, and then they can go and win it as well. So, you know, good luck. See you and come back healthy. That's pretty much the words, and that's it. Now we have to deal with it, and we'll deal with it. That's, of course, it's how you see the recent games, and then you think, okay, that looks a bit strange. But I'm pretty positive that we will find a way. But we have to show that, obviously, on the pitch.
It's not a problem you often have to solve, is it? That right side of the front three, because Mo is so consistent. Obviously, he's in your first 11 when fit. So, how much preparation have you done to play in his absence?
Not really a lot. I think we played against West Ham without Mo on that side. When Harvey played there, we all know. We have different, in the moment, hopefully it stays like that, different offensive options who can all play that wing in a different way. Nobody, no Harvey, no nobody else who plays that wing should play like Mo. It's not possible. So we just have to find another way and have to use the boys to their skills. And that's exactly the idea behind. So do you want to play without Mo? No. But if you have to, then we always, and we had in the past, we didn't have to do it that often, but we always find, I think, a way to get through these periods. And I'm pretty sure that we will find. But of course, we play Arsenal, so that at Arsenal you can lose with Mo Salah. So it's possible as well you lose without him. But in the moment we have a chance to win the game, so I think we should more think about that.
Julie.
Hi. It was good. So we always saw, we're pretty positive about Owen. But then he had two really difficult loan spells. Which was a surprise that it didn't work out because of what we thought about Owen. But that's how it is, and especially with young boys. I mean, you send them away from home and stuff like that. Plenty of things can happen there, and it needs to fit really well because we... must be the right manager, must be the right team. If you have another left back there and his experience, there's so many things which can make a loan spell not really happening. And it was probably for him the case. And now in Dundee, everything was fine. And he made big steps. And now the situation here is clear. We lose two of our left backs. And so I think it makes sense with a boy we like. Is available for us, we bring him back. That's all.
Endo, Jota, Gakpo, Elliot, all players that have come off the bench and scored. Players always want to play minutes and start games. Is it being in competitions such as the FA Cup, going on a run, is that an easier way for you to keep them happy and keep them more involved?
I don't know exactly, but I think we rotated a lot in the first part of the season, so I don't think we were particularly brave or whatever. We just did it because we thought the boys can do it. It was not one game where we thought, ah, forget it. Who cares how we play there? That never happens. So I think that's the main reason why the impact from the bench is like it was so far, because it's massive for the boys who come on, what they contribute, and that's really important. And so it's only because they all have rhythm. If you bring a boy who didn't play for 5-6 weeks, it's very rare that he can play to his best. And that's why I think so far we did that quite well. But I'm not sure if Arsenal now is a game to rotate. I don't know. I sit here, I don't know 100% if we have the opportunity to do so, to be honest, whatever it means. So. Yeah, it's not that we have the biggest squad available. We have players available, and we can line a team up 100%, a really good team. And I think that's what we will do. If that looks then afterwards like rotation, I don't know yet, because we have 5 days between the games. First and sixth, seventh. Oh, six, even, yeah. So that's long. There's no need for rotation. And you can say, okay, but then 3 days later, we have another game. Yeah, that's true. But we can think about that game when the other game is over. So that's what we do usually. And both have the same importance. There's nothing in between. And we want to win these games. We want to go to the final, but we want to go to the next round as well. But it's probably the most tricky draw you can get. and yeah, it will be a tough one, but the game here was a good one, and let's hope that we can show a good performance there as well. Welcome.
Oh. Okay. December was a busy month, but is January even more challenging considering the competitions you're in, players you've lost, and yeah, potential for replays and things like that?
Yeah, yeah, it is. So like it's really strange. I'm not, but it's all about the organization of all these things. We have the most busy month you can imagine in December, and then some teams obviously don't play that often in January. We don't have that. We have now with the semifinals, we have a proper rhythm. I think a rematch against Arsenal would really not be helpful. That's how it is, because it just doesn't fit in, would kill the winter break, stuff like this. So, whatever I could say about that, it's not too important. But so it's just, for us, it's a normal month. Busy, but not crazy busy, like December, where, what was it? 5 games in 13 days, that just makes no sense. Yeah, but that's how it is. And yeah, I understand. Some teams obviously don't play a lot of football. But I'm not sure. I think rhythm helps, to be 100% honest. But in the end, we will see that. If there are teams who have 2 or 3 weeks, I don't know exactly, between games and stuff like this. Yeah, we don't have that issue. So we have to deal with our situation. And I hope we can do that.
Open. James.
Yeah, can I just check on Nat Phillips and Reece Williams? Obviously, Nat, this time at Celtic's finished, Reece has come back from Aberdeen. Do you see them staying around as defensive cover for the rest of the season, or going back out?
With Nat, we have to see. We have to consider our own situation and stuff like this. He will definitely be with us until the end of the month, and then we will have talks and see our situation. That's how it is. We really think highly of actually of both, to be honest, because of the things we that the boys did when they were here. Now, for when Ned, not sure, they would say it didn't work out 100% at Celtic, a little bit of injuries, but then if a team like Celtic is in positive moment and you are in the team, then you stay in the team. If it's a, if you have a not a positive moment and you are in the team, then you might go out. So that says nothing about the quality. So Ned will be train with us, and then we will see how that develops. With Reese, it's slightly different. He will be first with the U23s. I will have to talk to him why his loan spell didn't work out. That was obviously different. And the boy I know, I would expect to play in Scotland 100% from the first until the last second, if it's not Celtic or Rangers, where it's always slightly different, and he didn't. So I will have to talk to him about that. Didn't do that yet, but will that will happen definitely. And then we will see what's the outcome of that conversation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.